Another Australian baby has been born in the Al Hol refugee camp in northern Syria as winter storms batter the tent city and nighttime temperatures drop to near freezing. The baby boy is one of four children born to Australian mothers in a camp where 400 children have died just this year. His Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
There are now 47 Australian children living in worsening conditions in Al Hol after Western Sydney woman Rayan Hamdouche gave birth. She was pregnant when she arrived at the camp in February. The father of another woman in the camp, Kamal Dabusi, says the mother had no medical help.
So she gave birth in a tent. She had two of the women around her which had some experience in childbirth supporting her. But she's not been seen by a doctor, nor has the baby, to my knowledge, been seen by a doctor to date. So they are self-managing in that situation.
Mr. Dabusi said Rayan Hamdouche came to Syria with her Australian husband in 2014. His whereabouts are unknown. Most of the Australian children in Al Hol are 5 years old and younger. Kamal Dabusi says he's worried about how they'll fare over the desert winter.
In the last 2 weeks, there has been a lot of rain in the camps. The tents have become flooded. The women's tents have become saturated. Mattresses, clothes, any belongings have been wet and a lot of stuff ruined. They are unable to dry out the mattresses. They are all facing colds, bronchitis, and more illnesses. There is a child that collapsed last week. In the storms just before that, a tent collapsed, nearly suffocating one of my grandchildren, actually. 2 o'clock in the morning, the women rushed out and helped each other and managed to lift the tent off my grandchild.
Matt Tinkler from Save the Children shares Mr. Dabusi's fears.
No, the Al Hol refugee camp is one of the worst places in the world to be a child. We know that this year alone, over 400 of children have died from causes that should be preventable, things like pneumonia, malnutrition, hypothermia. Winter is on the camp again right now, so temperatures will plummet and we are at serious risk of more deaths occurring soon.
Australia has repatriated a group of orphans but has so far done nothing to bring out the Australians who remain in the camp for female ISIS supporters and their children.
The government today has said there's two main barriers to the repatriation of these innocent children and women. Number one, a perceived risk to Australian troops from extracting people from the Middle East, and that's just not an issue. The US has offered to facilitate this. Private contractors could facilitate it. The other risk they point to is a perceived risk to Australians back home from people who may have been radicalised. But all of these women and children have said they would voluntarily sign up to control orders.
Kamal Dabusi is in northeast Syria to try to visit his daughter and grandchildren in Al Hol. He's stuck several hours' drive away in the border town of Derek. Kurdish authorities aren't letting him into the camp.
I have to work within the parameters which are set to me, the rules that are set to me. So unfortunately, I will be travelling back in a couple of days' time, unable to have gone to the camp, unable to check on their health, unable to provide further information about what's happening to them, and also unable to provide some warm clothes which I'd brought with me from Australia.
This part of Syria remains particularly unstable after the invasion of Turkish-backed forces in October. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.